Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Well, the numbers are out. There's a big shift coming in 2026 that every taxpayer needs to understand. The IRS just announced new inflation adjustments that will raise the income thresholds for every tax bracket, meaning your income will have to go further before you hit a higher tax rate. Now, that sounds like good news, and for most Americans, it is. But as always, the details matter. So in this video, I'll walk you through what's changing in 2026 tax brackets and the standard deduction, how these adjustments will affect your tax bill, estate and gift tax updates, and what smart planning moves to consider before these new rules take effect. So grab your coffee. This is going to be an important one. But before we dive into the numbers, let's talk about why this is happening. Every year, the IRS adjusts tax brackets based on inflation. And that's because as prices rise, your paycheck often does too. And if the brackets didn't move, you'd get pushed into higher tax brackets without actually being better off. Now, for 2026, two things are happening at the same time. Not only are the typical inflation adjustments happening, but the One Big Beautiful Bill Act was signed into law. And here's what it means for tax brackets. The lower two tax brackets are getting the biggest bump, around 4%, while the higher brackets get around a 2.3% increase. That's a reflection of how inflation has been affecting different income levels. And it means that lower and middle income taxpayers will see slightly more relief than those in the top brackets. And in simple terms, it takes more income to reach higher brackets in 2026. Now let's get specific. In 2026, the threshold for the top federal income bracket, 37%, will climb by around $17,000 per married couple filing jointly. So it won't kick in until income over $768,700. So if you're earning around those numbers, you'll need to make a bit more before crossing the top threshold. But remember, your effective tax rate is not your top tax rate. The IRS taxes your income in layers. The first slice at 10%, the next at 12%, then 22%, 24%, and so on. Only the amount that falls into the higher bracket is taxed at that rate. Now here's big news for a large portion of Americans. But before I get to that, take the next 2 seconds and hit that like button at the bottom of the video. And after you watch this, go ahead and send it to someone who might like to pay less in taxes this year. Okay, I mentioned in a previous video that this might be coming, and in fact, we have great news to share. For the first time ever, you can make six figures of taxable income. I'm not talking about adjusted gross income. Six figures of taxable income and still be in the 12% tax bracket. That's right. The top of the 12% tax bracket has risen by almost $4,000. To illustrate this, let's take a quick example. Okay, we have Steve making $60,000 a year, who's married to Sarah making $72,000 a year. So they have a combined income of $132,000. Now the standard deduction will reduce that amount by over $32,000, and they will have a taxable income of just under $100,000. Now in 2026, they'll pay 10% on the first $24,800, which is $2,480. And since the brackets have increased, they'll pay 12% on the rest of their income, and that comes out to another about $9,000. So the total tax for Steve and Sarah in 2026 will be $11,480. And this gives them an effective tax rate of 11.5%. So if they don't want to owe anything at tax filing time, they should withhold at least 11.5% of federal tax on their paycheck. Now, I'm going to share in a moment how to keep their tax bill down even further. But first, let's get to some more good news, and that's around standard deductions. And this one affects nearly every taxpayer. The standard deduction, what you can subtract from your income before taxes, is rising. It's going to be $16,100 for individuals and $32,200 for married couples filing joint. Do you realize how big this is? You can essentially think of a standard deduction as a 0% tax bracket. A married couple filing jointly will pay $0 on the first $32,200 of their income. And almost 90% of American taxpayers take the standard deduction because it's so large. But if you're a homeowner or charitable giver, you can still itemize. And we've come up with some very interesting strategies to use charitable giving for tax breaks while still utilizing this very high standard deduction. Reach out to us if you'd like to learn more. All right, let's shift real quick to investors. The thresholds for long-term capital gains taxes, the taxes you pay when you sell investments for a profit, are also indexed for inflation. And for 2026, you can pay zero in capital gains tax if your taxable income is below $49,450 for single filers and $98,900 for married couples. So if you're in or near retirement and living off investment income, this opens up a great opportunity for tax-free harvesting, strategically selling appreciated investments while staying at that 0% range. Many savvy investors have heard about tax loss harvesting, but here at Whitaker Myers, we also consider tax gain harvesting, especially when you can realize gain at 0%. This is a key tool for managing long-term wealth in retirement. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, especially for higher net worth families. The federal estate tax exclusion, the amount you can pass on without paying federal tax, jumps to $15 million per person in 2026. And that's up from about $13.99 million this year, a boost of over $1 million. So a married couple can now shield up to $30 million from federal estate tax. And that's a big window for strategic giving, trust planning, and family wealth transfer. Now, the annual gift tax exclusion stays at $19,000, meaning you can give that amount per person per year without touching your lifetime limit. And remember, that annual gift exclusion is only from one individual to another individual. So if you're married and giving to your married son, you can give $19,000 to your son. You can give $19,000 to your daughter-in-law. And your wife can do the same, so you can transfer $76,000 without needing to dip into your estate tax exclusion. Now, there are several smaller but meaningful updates too. The SALT deduction, the cap on state and local tax deduction, rises to $40,400. That's a small 1% bump, but still meaningful for those in high tax states. The child tax credit holds steady at $2,200 per child. And retirement contribution limits, these haven't been announced yet, and the IRS will release those later this fall. And you better believe we'll have a video up as soon as they do. And that's a great reason to subscribe to our channel. All right, now that we've covered the facts, let's talk about how Steve and Sarah could reduce their $11,480 tax bill. First idea, contribute to a pre-tax 401k. If they save 10% of their income and put it into a traditional 401k, that would reduce their tax bill by $1,584, and they would only owe around $9,800 in tax. Second idea, contribute to a health savings account. If they maxed out their HSAs to the tune of $8,750 next year, that would save another $1,050 in taxes, so their tax bill is now down to $8,846. And if they have three kids, they would receive a tax credit totaling $6,600. Now remember, a tax credit isn't the same as a deduction. It's a dollar for dollar reduction of taxes that you owe. So this couple's final tax bill, $2,246, which is only 1.7% of their gross income. Now, I can't stress enough how important it is to understand your tax situation. Here at Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, we have certified financial planners, a number of IRS enrolled agents, and of course, we work closely with our CPA and tax practice to understand your tax situation and how you can legally work the system to save you taxes, not only this year, but for the rest of your life. Contact us today if you'd like help looking at your specific tax situation. All right, if you found this video helpful, please hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.